Hello and welcome back to that Eurovision site. We're continuing with our national final previews, and it's a kind of a frantic rush one today because we've only just got the songs, and the show's next week. We're talking about EMA from Slovenia, which is making its return after a couple of years away after from some internal selections. I'm joined today by Angus. How you
Hello.
doing? What do we think of EMA being back up and running again?
I mean, it's nice to see RTP Slow's on again, off again love affair with its national final continuing. It is an eclectic national final, always has been, as we've seen also from the winners, some of which I've loved, some of which I've hated. But, this at least follows in the same pattern, so I'm happy to see it back. How about you?
I think, especially with this batch of songs, eclectic is absolutely the right word. Because what is going on in some of these? Like, that's not to say they're good or bad, just there is no way I can explain to you what goes on in Fredrikstad. You just need to go and listen to it.
I think a lot of these
And
songs
it's not even the only song like that.
almost, quite not to be almost, but almost every song here falls under like the indie slash alternative umbrella. But I do mean it in the broader sense and also in the real sense, not in the oh, like this album is so indie pop and it's just that there's a guitar on top of the synthesizer. No, I'm talking like the proper indie scene and the proper out rock and out pop scene. You have a lot of the different kinds of that in here, which delights me. That's where I get a lot of my music from. But it also makes it difficult to judge any of these songs without hearing them live because the videos are.
There's a lot of stuff in here that I have never heard before and will probably never hear again. Because it's
To
just
say, yeah.
wild.
It is wild. But it's nice. This is
It's
musical variety. This
yeah.
is musical variety.
And no two songs are like remotely similar to each other. And that is great. It was probably the mo one of the most interesting listen throughs of a national final so far. It's not the best national final. I don't think it's close, but it's certainly one of, if not the most interesting one.
I
Because
mean,
of
that already
all
puts it
things
up
on
there
this.
for me. It's just Latvia and Estonia are really strong for me this year, but Slovenia
Oh,
is
it's
bringing
so
it.
good.
It's just a little fun to be had with this Slovenian national final, which is all I need. I wish we had got the songs earlier. I want to stew in these songs. I feel these songs also deserve to be listened to and be stewed in a bit. We only have a week and it's 12 songs. That's not long enough to really immerse yourself in it.
And you have to actively seek out these songs as well. You have to go into the RTV Slow website. You can't just load up your streaming service of choice.
No. Even on
And
YouTube, it's just a 30
yeah.
second like snippets, which is fine and does give you a good impression of the songs, but
But a lot of
yeah.
people are not going to bother to do that. And it
Absolutely
just
not.
raises the question, why?
I think the why is, and bless their hearts, love them so much, one of my favorite Slovenian entries, but I think the why is Disco by LPS. Because that did win after going through the entire EMA Fresh, which also has like this big like show had this big showcase thing going on. Then before EMA, you sort of had another showcase-esque situation where every song got sort of introduced and everything, plus the national final. Like we're not doing that again. We want to qualify. Slovenia wants to qualify. They really are determined to do well in Eurovision. Hence also the occasional cancellations of the national final, even what was promised to be there. Raven making up for that by now hosting it once again.
And well, it worked for them on both occasions. They did qualify. They didn't do particularly well in the final, but they made it. That's
And that's something for them.
good for Slovenia. Moving
That's
on
the kind
to
of starting to have. Yeah, sorry.
The show itself, it has a voting format that I would describe as maybe unique, maybe also terrible. How do you feel about the voting format in this year's EMA?
It is a voting format. I
Certainly
will
one of
say
them.
that you're like, okay, if you live in a country and you can vote for, as a Eurovision fan, you can vote in the national final. Great, because that's normal. Anyone can vote in the national final. If you do an ESCZ style nonsense thing, don't give us too much influence, but it's nice to have as just someone who watches Eurovision. Why do we have Eurovision related juries? And so that's my immediate like, no, we cannot have OGAE and we cannot have whatever international Eurovision influencers and journalists means. It's going to be two websites and that's it.
Hello, Deban at OramiWeeWeeBlogs.com. Hope you're watching.
Maybe a drunk Ryland, who knows? He counts basically, right?
Yeah.
But that's sort of the level where that is just such a why are we doing this? It's also just jury own like as such I don't mind the jury only and then telephone only regular and then super final, but in that case do like a three song super final. You have enough songs in your selection for that, and it does stop the although again in this national final God knows what's happening, but it does stop the anti-voting that we've seen in
Yeah.
other two song super finals.
So, on to specific songs. We've touched on a couple already. What are the standouts for you in this year's EMA?
I mean, positive or negative standards?
Any.
Look, we might as well talk about it. It will get to engagement, or sure as hell, I hope. July Jones is not bringing her best to this EMA.
I've never really been a July Jones fan at all. I just do not really get the hype. It's.
You haven't been a fan, but she can do better than this.
Yeah, oh yeah, she can.
Which I think is partially why that song just annoys me so much. Positively, I really like Astrid and the Scandals. There's something like, but you know, this is all like my favorites are basically the indie rock entries. Kiki with Oh Ooh and Polar Ace with Kind. Polar Ace with Kind is the most adult contemporary thing to ever adult contemporary. It's very like Jason Mraz could have written that song actually, but just given it to a different singer. I liked it, but I can talk about most of these songs at length if I had longer time to listen to them RTV slow.
Yeah, and that's sort of the position I'm in. Some I'd like to talk about it. Frederick's Dead by Rye. I want to be in the room where that song was written and just hear the guy that like the guy who's writing it propose like the bandmates. So we're gonna write a song about a guy called Frederick and he's dead.
Like
And
that's the kind of thing I love.
It's as on the nose as I am describing. That's the plot of the song is Frederick being dead. Doesn't explain who Frederick is, just that he's dead. That is the exact kind of former Yugoslavian national final just bollocks that I completely love. It's just insane. Switching it up massively, Grace by Trina. It's just singer-songwriter, sort of faux Olivia Rodrigo-esque cutesy bedroom pop stuff. It's just fun. And come at me, girl bop stans all you want. Clemens Lacogna, he's gonna win. And I'm so happy about that because he was attacked on the artistry. We're like, oh my god, our girly bop's gonna get denied by some really unserious joke act. And now that they realise it's a very serious, heartfelt ballad about his actual life experiences, they're like, oh, pity votes, wah. He can't win.
It's almost as if you shouldn't judge an artist, but just like, oh, this is what they're going to send to a national final, especially with something as strange as EMA or.
I think that the put in, put out guy seeing a really personal ballad is nice. I feel it's something that nobody would ever really expect from him. Because everyone was expecting him to be like a joke entry. People were expecting him to be the host, for God's sake. So coming in with like a very, very emotional song that I can see doing well with jury and televote in Slovenia. I think I just really like it.
Yeah, it doesn't quite click for me, but again, multiple listens, and it is actually it's an emotional song. An emotional song does need to click, but I can immediately recognize just how good it is. But I think that's actually true for a lot of the songs here. A lot of the songs that you like, I don't necessarily have ranked as highly, but I do. I'm like, if it clicks, I'm
I
going to
do
love it.
think.
Frederick's Dead, when that clicks for me, I'm going to be listening to that nonstop while doing God Knows
Yeah.
What.
I think I could listen to these songs a second time and have a completely different looking ranking. Because those are the kinds of songs that these are. And especially because we've not seen it live yet, some of these songs could be incredible live, some of them could be absolute disasters.
Some of
And
them are going to be absolute disasters.
They're going to be train wrecks, and it's going to be amazing.
I also don't know what anyone is going to do after staging.
No, I've not read. I don't think they've like given away enough for us to really know what they're going to do.
No, but even I can't even imagine what any of these songs would look like on the Eurovision stage, which we do know about
Oh
at this point. Like, I wouldn't even know where to begin with most of these songs.
no. It's a good job, that's not our job.
I mean, I would actually love to be engaged with that, but I do love it, just that it is different while still fitting into Eurovision. Like, none of these songs, in my personal opinion, even the ones I don't like, would it, like, they would all stand out with Eurovision, but not for the wrong reasons. They all
Yeah.
deserve to be there. Whether that means they do well or not is a different question, but they do deserve to be there.
Absolutely, they do. And I just overall, I am happy to see Slovenia return to a national selection, especially one with. There are names in this selection that they could have cancelled it for, let's be fair. There are people who have big interest in Slovenia and out of Slovenia. They could have said, we're not bothering again, we're going to send Clement or we're going to send July Jones. But they're not doing that, and now Anna has a platform for herself, Kiki's got a platform for herself. Trina's got a platform for herself, and I like that. I don't like how busy the schedule is becoming, but it's good to have you back.
Yeah, and just a one and done national final
Yeah.
that they do know how to get on with things in Slovenia, and that I do appreciate.
Not that they showed it with EMA Fresh. Which
Oh,
I am sort of sad did not make it back in a very, very condensed form. It could just be like here's a website with like five people you've never heard of, go vote. And you can just vote on the website. That would be a fun way to get like a 12th person in to like kickstart someone's career, I think.
I think it was just maybe not a bad idea for RTV Slow, especially if they keep sometimes cancelling EMA, would be to have EMA Fresh just be the 6 month, like, in the in between period, and basically
Yeah.
treat it as Sanremo Giovanni. Although they can still do their old format and all that, but my point being more like here the winner or the top two or whatever get a ticket to EMA for
Yeah.
whatever song they want to send into that wouldn't actually be a bad idea.
I think that would be. I love national finals where people are in for being the artist and not for their song because it gives them freedom to do whatever they like. FTC is brilliant because of that, because you see artists subvert expectations a lot with that. Like you could expect that this rapper man to send something really upbeat, but then he doesn't. He sends something completely different and it's great. And that's the type of thing that I think Slovenia would work really well with.
Absolutely.
Be because imagine if you, because we saw Clement as a. That's basically the similar thing. Oh my God, he's going to send something so funny. This is not funny. This is very sad and heartfelt and very emotional.
It
But
is.
if we have, unless we have anything else to add,
Slovenian broadcaster, listen to our ideas. We're being brilliant over here. We're giving you
Yeah.
so much good stuff.
Yeah. Be sure to check out our that Eurovision site reactions to the EMA songs. Because trust me, you're gonna want to see people's first reactions to these songs. They're insane. And also be sure to check out thatEurovisionSite.com and follow us on That Euro site and at That Euro Podcast on all your platforms. They're in the description.
If you have a social media account there, we are there, except LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is redacted.
We don't do coffee mornings, sorry. But thank you very much for watching and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.